Hola mngela ku Studio 7 mhla ka 16 kaMfumfu 2023 ngoTabo kaNcube endabeni zethu lamhlanje
indaba ku VOA indebele. Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sizwe esilazo namhlanje
andla lezombusazwe elinabameli ephalamende ngokufuna kwalo lingacabanga ukukhipha abameli balo ngokufuna kwazo okwesikhatshana kumbe okwesikhathi eside akuladuma usekelo sombuso.
Uhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change edalele ephalamende.
Usobala ukuba lokhu okwenzakala kumalunga ethu ephalamende kwenziwa yiZANU PF.
Kodwa ibandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC lithi kulesandla semfene okwenzakala kubandla leli. Amalunga edalela ephalamende lamakhansila ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change bathi kabasoze behambe emsebenzini abawukhethelwayo nguZulu okwamaviki amabili besenzela ukusekela abanye babo abaxotshiswa ngumnumzana Sengezo Tshabangu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change edalela ephalamende esithi lokhu yikulwisana nje kwabantu bebandla eliphikisayo. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphuma emhlanganweni obuphakathi kosaphethe isikhundla somphathintambo kahulumende obona ngamazwe omhlaba uMnumzana Amon Muriwa labameli bezigodlo ze-Afrika kwele Zimbabwe. Asizweni uMnumzana Muriwa echasisa,
where political party in opposition and represented in parliament of its own
andla lezombusazwe elinabameli ephalamende ngokufuna kwalo lingacabanga ukukhipha abameli balo ngokufuna kwazo okwesikhatshana kumbe okwesikhathi eside akuladuma usekelo sombuso wethu.
Uqhubeke esithi kungamanga ukuba abantu abasemajele abebandla liphikisayo babotshelwa ukuchothoza uhulumende. UMnumzana Muriwa uphinde wathi ukhetho solwedlule kuleli njalo akusoze kube lohulumende womanyano ngoba uZulu weZimbabwe sowakhetha ibandla lakhe. Omkhulu wabameli be-Afrika kuleli engumeli weRwanda uMnumzana James Musoni uthi abakhathazekileyo kabaye emthethwandaba.
I think look, they should look at what he's provided for in the laws of this country and they follow them to sort out issues that arise.
Kumele bakhangele okusisekelo sombuso welizwe bakukhangelisise lokho ukuze balungise okulakho ukuhlupha.
Umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi kunenge ukuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe okumele kulungiswe. Uthi kugoqela ukuxotshiswa edayela ephalamende kwamalunga ebandla lakhe okwenziwa nguMnumzana Sengezo Tshabangu othi ungunobhala jikelele webandla le-CCC.
In fact, this is not a CCC matter. It is ZANU-PF attacking assault.
Akulani le-CCC lokho. YiZANU-PF eyenza lokho. Kusobala ukuba lokhu okwenzakala kumalunga ethu ephalamende kwenziwa yiZANU-PF.
UMnumzana Chamisa uphinde wathi kumele kukhululwe abavalelwe entilongweni abanjengomnumzana Job Scala okuthiwa wajojozela uDlakela.
Silazo izibotshwa ababotshelwa ezombusazwe uJob Scala, uNgari Vume labe-MRP kumele bakhululwe.
Uncome okwenziwe inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Committee, SADC, ethi kumele kulungiswe ezokhetho kwele Zimbabwe.
The principle and approach of having African solutions to African problems.
Kumele kube kutshengisa ukuba indubo ze-Africa ziqedwe ngabantu be-Africa. okwathiwo ngabantu ukuba ukhetho lolu aluzange lukhiphe okwakufunwa ngabantu.
Akakhulumanga kangako ngokuqhuba olunye ukhetho eZimbabwe kulandela oluqhutshwe ngoncwabakazi ethi alwenziwanga ngemfanelo. Incishi kwezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute umnumzana Bekezela Khumbo uthi i-CCC kumele ihlele indlela zokuvikela udubo olufana nalolu abalalo lokuxoshwa kwamalunga alo.
Confusion esiyibona ku-TBC yakulokho berikholana eParliament ikureflecta on i-problem esiya sikhuluma ngayo ukuthi i-opposition kumele iphume ku-state of nature. Lapho kungela mthetho khona umuntu wenza okufunayo ngenxa yokuthi kungela mthetho oqondisa abantu ukuthi amandla anje ayenziwa ngubani, amandla orecola asezandleni zikabani. Kumele kube le-constitution, kube lama-structures from national up to village level esiwazi ukuthi bareporta kubani, olamandla orecola abantu ngubani. Kungabe njalo amakhosi eZimbabwe kuba lula ukuthi echasise umthetho njalo eprotect abantu aba-electwe ngamaZimbabwe.
EleZimbabwe laqhuba ukhetho ngoncwabakazi lonyaka olwachothozwa yi-SADC, European Union kanye le-African Union abathi kalwenziwanga ngemfanelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amalunga edale lePhalamende lamakhansila ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change vathi kabasoze behambe emsebenzini abawukhethelwayo nguZulu okwamaviki amabili besenzela ukusekela abanye babo abaxotshiswa ngumnumzana Sengezo Chabangu othi ungunobhala jikelele webandla leli. UChabangu uthi abazakwekela bazathwala nzima njalo balakho ukuxotshiswa kumakhansile lakudale lePhalamende. Kubika uEzra Chisasibanda.
Amalunga wonke aleli bandla athi kawasoze ayesebenza ePhalamende lakukhansili emele izigaba zabo kuze kuyefika umhla ka-25 Mfumfu. Aqothoza isinqumo esenziwa nguChabangu esokuxothiswa kwabanye babo. Umnumzana Prince Dube owebandla le-TBC omele isigaba seNtumba leNjube edale lePhalamende ukhuthaza abantu ukuthi babazwisise ngesinqumo esenziwe libandla lakhe.
Sicela ukubana libekezele, libe lothando, libe ndawonye, sibambaneni. Angisoze ngalichiya eNtumbane Njube constituency njengomuntu elangikhethayo, ngizabe ngilani. Lokhu nje esikwenzileyo kathesi kumbe esikwenzayo okwe disengagement ikuzama nje ukusenda i-message kakhulukazi kulaba abafuna ukuganga ukuzama ukuthi bakhiphe abantu abakhethwa ngabantu kuma-constituencies. Sizama nje ukusenda i-protest message.
Umsekeli kameya ukhansela Donaldson Mabuto uward 9 ngomunye wabaxotshwe nguChabangu uthi bangena kuZulu hachema ofisini ekhansili.
Thina sizabe sisebenza lani zakhamizi nyawo lunye lani ma-residents eTempopo senior citizens lama-key stakeholders ethu. Ukhansela wenye ukhona nikhona ehofisini yami kathesi ngiseva linama-residence ka-ward 9 Mpopoma. Loko kukhulunywa kwabobaba uChabangu lokhu hhayi bayaphupha, sizobona ukuthi kuyozala nkomoni.
UChabangu uthi uzajeza wonke amalunga leli bandla angaxotshwanga enyekela ukuya ePhalamende lakumakhansili.
Kasikwazi lokhu ukuthi kulabantu abazadisingeja. Thina sazi ukuthi ama-members of parliament baku-suspension, bengaqeda i-suspension yabo bazahamba emsebenzini bayekwenza umsebenzi lo abawukhethelwayo ukuthi bawenze. Kodwa nxa kuyukuthi babe sebethethe khonokho okuthiwa yi-disengagement, izembe lizakhala.
Kusenjalo amagqwetha ebandla le-TBC asebhalele uChabangu embophisa ngesenzo sakhe sokuloba incwadi yokuxothisa amalunga aleli bandla ePhalamende lakumakhansili. UChabangu uthi kakayitholi incwadi yakhona.
Siyawuzwa umzila wokuthi baseve ehofisini yakobulawayo, kodwa-ke ngasese babuye bathi khonkhona kabangazi, kodwa bayereceive ama-papers ami bavume ukuthi ngililunga le-TBC. Kasikwazi-ke ukuthi bawathethe njani lawa ama-papers nxa besithi bona kabangazi.
Iningi labahlali bakobulawayo bathi ungayisebenza ekhansilini ungabangela ukuthi uhulumende abakhethele amakhansila lawa athiwa ngama-commissioners baphathe idolobho lakobulawayo. Umnumzana Melusimpofu oligqwetha kobulawayo uthi amalunga edale lePhalamende labo bengaxothwa bengakhalala ukuya ePhalamende okwesikhathi esithize.
Umember of parliament loses his position as a member of parliament nxa engalova parliament for 21 days ezilandelanayo without imvumo ka speaker or president of the senate. I 21 days ezikhunywa ngazo lapha bakhuluma ama days lapho i parliament iyabihlezi khona isenza umsebenzi weparliament.
Ubele ungazwanani emhlanweni walelibandla ukuthi ayicocus meeting izolo amanye amalunga esola isinqumo sokuthi bangasebenzi. Isikhulumelisa lelibandla uPromise Mkhwananzi ubengadobi umakhale khukwini wakhe. Ngingu Ezra Jesus Banda weStudio 7 koBulawayo.
Umongameli wakele Israel uMnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu uthi uzabhidliza iHamas kulandela ukuhlasela ekwenze elizweni lakhe ngeviki ephelileyo. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi sekulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezina asebefile kulandela ukuqhamuka kwempile. Umphathintambo weMelika obona ukudlelana namanye amazwe uMnumzana Anthony Blinken okwele Israel namuhla usebhode emazweni ayisithupha eduzane lele Israel ngenhloso yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwalempi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxelo Sheikh Laja Yassin ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ephansi kokholo lwesi-Islam eZimbabwe eMakomborero Insikelelo Trust.
Indaba yokuthi ubani une-ownership kule umhlaba yabona, like mina ngazalelwa ngakhulela igwebo ngaba nendlu lapho. So mina mangihlala kule ndlu, if ngithatha umqashi or iloja or umuntu wenze irent, ngithi ungahlala kule home ungangeni e-sitting room, ungangeni kuphi, ungisebenzisa i-dining room wena. So kube ne-agreement leyo, but umqashi lo this iloja or i-tenant ajika athi hayi mina sengithatha le ndlu, sengifuna ukuthi wena usuke kule ndlu le uyohlala somewhere, sekuba ne-problem leyo ukuthi umnikazi wendlu angeke ashiye umuzi wakhe, indlu yakhe. But lo umqashi lo sekazibonana ma-right to the extent yokuthi lo mqashi unabantu bamsupportayo, abantu banemali, abantu bana amandla ufana nabo-America, ufana nabo-Britain. Because mina ma ngibhekile le cala lele, sengithola ukuthi i-Britain yiyo ikhoze ukuthi ama-Jews lawa, not ukuthi ama-Jews abekho right, no, bakhoze ukuthi ama-Jews laba bathi umhlaba lo owethu. Kune-statement bayikhuluma before 1947 bathi the land without people for the people without land.
Kuyini okungaphathisa kuyiwa phambili?
I-solution iqala lapho ukuthi UN iplay i-role ye-mediator. Bahlalisa abantu phansi bakhulume nabo ukuthi okay, sibe ne-agreement past years, asilandeleni le agreement. Then sibone ukuthi abantu basePalestine ePalestine kunenkinga le Hamas idilwa kanjani ukuthi bangaloku every time baba ne isikhalo bangene ku-Israel, yabona. So masiqaleni lapho ukuthi i-two-state solution le, even if it's not 100% kubo abantu basePalestine, asiqaleni lapho kube ne-peace, kukhulume lapho. Then ama-rights ukuthi ubani une-right leyo nayo le-right kuzokhuluma later. But khona manje every day abantwana bayashona, abantwana bayababulala. So angeke siqhubeke kanjalo.
Lo ngu-Sheikh Laja Yassin owenhlanganiso yeMakomborero Insikelelo Trust obexoxa le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa njalo ngalolu daba lomnumzana Modric Mayeresera ongumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeHarare Lemba Jewish Community.
They were attacked without warning, and when things are happening like that, even though it's regrettable that if the innocent will suffer most during conflict, there has to be a deterrent that needs to be established. If it's me, I have to think about it will be my own kid, or I have to think of the profession.
Abantu be-Israel babeziphilela impilo yabo, bahlaselwa belibele, njalo izinto zingenzakala njalo, kufanele bazivikele. Ukuhlasela okunje kungenzakala kimi, into engiqala ukuyicabanga ikuvikeleka kwemuli yami, ikakhulu sibona ukuthi i-Israel ayisiyo eyaqala limpi, kodwa yaqalwa ikuhlasela kweHamas. Kubuhlungu nje ukuthi lapho kulokulwisana khona kulokulahleka kwempilo kaZulu ongelasici, kodwa ngibona sengathi i-Israel ilelungelo lokuthi izivikele. Laloba abantu bekhangelane lodubo eGaza, ngikubona kufanele ukuthi i-Israel izivikele njalo yenze lokhu ngendlela ezakwenza ukuthi ingaphindi ihlaselwe njalo kwela kusasa. Kufanele sinanzelele ukuthi ibutho leHamas elisekelwa yi-Iran alikuvumi ukuthi kube lelizwe elizimeleyo ele-Israel. Ngenxa yalokhu kunzima ukuthi kukhulunyiswane kube lokuthula, ikakhulu ukhangelane lesitha esafungela ukukubhidliza.
You have to recognize that Hamas doesn't recognize the existence of Israel. So under those circumstances, it is difficult to negotiate a lasting peaceful solution with someone who is avowed to your destruction. There is no negotiating with such an enemy.
Lo ngumnumzana Modrek Maeresera ongumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeHarare Lemba Jewish Community obexoxa leStudio 7 eseHarare. Singangangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Elekhatha lithi eleRussia selibisele kwele Ukraine abanye abantwana elabathumba kulandela ukuqhamuka kwempi phakathi kwamazwe la. Iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakwelekhatha zithi abantwana abane sebebiselwe kumdeni wabo. Inhlanganiso International Criminal Court yathi kumele kubotshwe umkhokheli wakwele Russia umnumzana Putin kulandela ukuthunjwa kwabantwana libutho. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. Ophikisa uhulumende kwele Chad umnumzana Success Masra uthi wehluleke ukubuyela ekhaya ngenxa yesimo esibi esezombusazwe elizweni lakhe lapho okubotshwa mahlayana bonke abaphikisayo. UMasra okhokhela ibandla leThe Transformers uthi uzazama ukubuyela kwele Chad esuka kwele Melika ngolwezi. Zulu ukhuthazwa ukuba alandele indlela eziqondileyo zokusebenzisa imithi abayibhalelwa ngodokotela ukuze bengafiki kubanga lokuphazamisa impila kahle yabo ngokuyisebenzisa ngendlela ezingaqondanga. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Omunye wabakhuthaza ukuba kulandelwe okulethwe emathasini amaphilisi ngomnumzana Philemon Chakaula okhuthela inhlanganiso ye-Pharmacy Advocacy Zimbabwe. Uchakawa uthi abantu abanika uZulu amaphilisi ama-pharmacies bathembekile, ngakho ke kumele uZulu alandele abakulobayo emakhasini amaphilisi hathi ukuwanatha santando.
Discovering, formulation, down to the chemical structure, the clinical uses, and the side effects.
Udokotela Joichi Samba ofundisa e-University of Zimbabwe uthi amaphilisi anikwa ngabodokotela alakho ukuba yingozi angasetshenziswa ngendlela engayisiyo. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Titi Tareka okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Pharmaceutical Society of Zimbabwe othi amaphilisi alama-opioids ikakhulu ayingozi uma enathwa okungahlelekanga. Udokotela Nkululeko Dewa okhokhela inhlanganiso elisana lezakamezwa eRua Inner City uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu benanze isidingo somuthi abawusebenzisayo ukuze bengagcini bengena-ke engozini, lukhona ukuthiwa i-addiction.
Ngoba ikhosi yona leyo enikiweyo kutho ukuthi ukhangelwe kwakhangelwa kwabonakala ukuthi nge-age yakho, nge-weight yakho, kutho ukuthi lokhu okunikiweyo kuyalingana, kupinywe kwabonakala ukuthi kuyalingana lazo zonke lezo zinto engiziqambileyo, age, weight.
Udewa uthi ama-pharmacist anakho ukulandela indlela umuntu anatha ngayo amaphilisi ukwenzela ukuba engambulali nokumphazamisa. Abenhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Council bathi inani labafika okuyisilinganiso sokungama-20 amabili ekhulwini 20% basebenzisa le amaphilisi atshiyeneyo ngendlela engaqondanga. Ngimele isithu 7 yeHarare nezimakuthitha mhlambe.
Sesifikile isikhathi sokulima kweleZimbabwe, abanye bekhala ngokuselakala kwenhlanyelo okokulimisa lokunye. Kuyini okumele abalimi bakwenze ukuze bethole isivuno esihle lonyaka? Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ingcwethi kwezokulima ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology, uxoxa lo Gibbs Dube oweStudio 7 ngokungenziwa ngabalimi lonyaka.
Bakhulu zinambekile siyakwazi sivele kuyatshisa noba izulu likhona njele kutshisa sitshiyane lo mumbu kancane unlessna umuntu enamanzi wakhe engaivujekho engathelezile. Yes, kodwa kulaba abalimi abadependa on izulu sihlanyele esithi ngesilungu ngama-traditional grains ungawuthi wethu ibele lethu inokula ma-varieties amaningi ama-open varieties ngalani ayamelana nelanga elikhona. Uyabukwazi ukuthi nakanjani ngizavuna kwalokho okungani. Akuthi-ke sesitsheliwe futhi ukuthi izulu khanya lithwane futhi nxa usekuhlangenele khonokho imbozelezo ezimelana nelanga sizame lokukhava indawo yethu nosiyivale ngotshani nxa kukhona sivale ngamahlangabethi lawo amahlangu siyebe ukuthi amahlangu sivale lokho esithi yimanje sizele ukuthi lelele izulu elincane elikhona sikwazi ukuthi ubumanzi bakhona buzahlala bukhona for an elongated time, say for 2-3 months, you know, bube njalo sikhave simakhe futhi sivale ukuthi sizame ukuthi reduce i-evaporation.
Ye, kodwa kulokunye khonokho baba Ndlovu okokuthi abantu bahlanyele inyawothi lokunye, kodwa siyawazi ukuthi abanye abantu abakudli konke lokhu, manje kumele bakuhlanyeleleni khonokho.
Yazi ngumbuzo omuhle lo, omuhle kakhulu. Yes, abanye abantu babathanda ukudla inyawothi, abathanda ukudla amabile esithi yisogama, kodwa kulime nxa usendaweni ewomileyo. Ukulimelani uzathatha-ke uyefaka e-GMB, uzathatha nxa i-GMB iphuze ukubhadala ngoba velele umtrayisi. Kunekhampani leyakobulawayo etshwala le ingwevu iyathenga amabele, iyathenga amabele isiyabheka utshwala, thatha imali yakhona besithengisile uyethenga impuphu yakho eyomile kulokuthi lambe usele umumbu olimi leyo usele le mali. So you rather plant in ama-traditional grains uwathengise. Yingi lami ngiyawuthi ngiyawuthenga. Why? Ngoba yiyo efika ngayo iy'nkukhu zami ezimakhaza. Yabona, so bakhona abalimi abafuna inkukhu abayafuna la mabili weza kushila imakhethi yakhona leyo, futhi nxa uthela imali yakhona leyo usungayathenga-ke impuphu yakho yani eyomunye. Lelo ngapha emandeleni lapho onganikome khona sigijimise futhi ukukhangela izifuyo zethu zingane. Ngikhuluma ngembuzi, ezimvu, ngenkukhu, ovundla bana ezincane. Why ezincane? Ngoba lazo ziyamelana nelanga, ziyamelana nokuswelakala kokudla. So asizame ukuthi sibone abalimi sebakhona esigabeni sibe lolwazi oluthile okufuya imbuzi okohlezi nganjani onganiluphezulu khona kokuqakathekile. Ngithatha njalo futhi ezinye indima zethu emasimini ethu kasilimeni ukudla kwembuzi. Bangahamba kubalimisi bazabatshela ukuthi khona inhlanyelo enje eyokulima ini ukudla kwezifuyo zabo. Khonokho kuyancedisa ukuthi nxa ukudla okunatural sokuphelele ngale ulakho kuthatha khonokho okulimileyo ukuchole kumbe ukuchola kumbe ukugaya kumbezani kumbe ukugamugamula usungafida-ke ini izifuyo zakho.
Lo ngumnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ingcwethi kwezokulima ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology koBulawayo, ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7. Okwamanje sike sizwe okwethulwa nguZulu kusigaba sokubingelelana.
Salibonani, salibonani, emsakazweni, salibonani, igama uJosephine Siziba, okwamanje ngikhuluma eSouth Africa. Ngizothanda ukubingelela ingane zami ezikobulawayo, amagama azo. Ngithanda ukubingelela oqala uPrudence Mkhwebu, kubuye uMbalenhle Mkhwebu, sokusiza ukuthi leThemba Mkhwebu, uZumuzwethu Mkhwebu. Ngithanda ukubabingelela kakhulu, ngithanda ukubabingelela kakhulu, ngibingelele lezihlobo zami ngezindawo ngezindawo. Ngibingelele udadewethu osesiganda obizwa kuthiwa nguNaphilelani. Ngizobingelela usisa wami omncane ohlala koBulawayo eNkulumane kwaseSibile, igama lakhe engusuku oluhle ubizwa ngokuthi nguNakhuluza. Ngibingelele nomkhwenyana wami obizwa kuthiwa nguLunga. Into esembingelela lani basakazi,
salibonani kustudio 7, igama lami nguNobuhle Ngwenya odume ngelikaMasithela. Ngiyabingelela abazali bami eBhinga, ukhulu Ngwenya logogo kaMhlengi. Ngibingelele abafowethu uBeke, uDudu, uTwa, uMboni, uMelu noCina Thunjana uLubelihle. Bese ngibingelela izingane zami uNobukhosi, loNdodana, uSisa, uThando, uBheki, uSilethemba. Banengi bona Nkosi yami. Nonkosi, noSiya, loMelokuhle, loSimisimi, loSindiso, uFarayi, umama kaFarayi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngilitshela ukuthi ngiyalithanda kakhulu.
Kustudio 7 linjani balaleli? Hayi, obudisayo nje uNcube. Umfana kagogo obudisela phe South Africa. Hayi, ngisathanda ukubudisa i-Olet Dami kwele ngisuza le esidahala. Hayi, ithi impila yephambili khona ngapho.
Salibonani basakazi bakastudio 7 elisedwela iy'nhlelo zethu. Mina igama lami nguBheki Wotoni. Basakazi bakastudio 7, siyajabula iy'nhlelo zenu elisethela zona. Ngokuhlala mina ngise-South Africa eJohannesburg, ekhaya mbuye entaba zindula. Mbingelela umamncane wami ose-UK, hayi linjani lonke khona ngapho. Mbingelele bonke abatsha abaseZimbabwe labase-Afrika bonke ngediaspora. Kubambaneni, senzeni into ezinhle, siphakamise Southern Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Bonani, salibonani Studio 7 balaleli. Nengikhulumayo nguGayton Sibanda wamatopo endarontos injelele wayitota. Thanda kubingelela izihlobo zami zonke zisemazweni.
Sanibonani emsakazweni. Ngiyaphila kodwa nonke, hayi
mina ngiyaphila.
Ngiyaphila mpela kakhulu. Okhulumayo nguSolomon Mkhokheli Ndlovu Masiza. Ngokuzalwa ngisekhezi konyongola komqabuko St. Joseph Mission, isikole engifunde kuso. Bengisathanda nami ukuthi ngibingelele wonke abangaziyo, ikakhulu inkosikazi yami uBongwe Mathia Njini Ndlovu, ney'ngane zami Sibabongeni Masiza Ndlovu, kuzothi Awande Masiza Ndlovu, kuzothi uSiyanda Masiza Ndlovu oseBulawayo. Laba abanye balapha eGoli, Sibabongeni Awande bakhona la eGoli. Ngithande futhi ukuthi ngibonise kakhulu ngingakhohlwa odadewethu osekhaya, abasekhaya bonke nje odadewethu nabafowethu nje, ngibabulisa bonke. Ngiyabathanda bonke. Mathia Njini ngiyamthanda, unkosikazi wami, ngithanda izitayela zonke, nami ngizizongithanda ngendlela e-right.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngokusithumezela imilayezo yenu. Ku-Live Talk namuhla sixoxa ngezombusazwe ezikhathaza abantu kweleZimbabwe. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje, wothi sikhangele ebesilazo. Uhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change edalele ePhalamende. Kodwa ibandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC lithi kulesandla semfene okwenzakala kubandla leli. Silugqiba ke lapho uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube, ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.